Well, good morning. What an intro.
You're welcome.
That was a great intro.
Yeah. Brady Bowman with you here. I go to the gym. I think I might have a boombox somewhere, maybe back home, maybe at my parents' house. But we got Lyle Butler here, president and CEO of Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. Good morning. Welcome.
Good
Welcome
morning.
Back.
And well, thank you. I missed last month. I was traveling, so we had from our office John Pagan and Trent Armbrust in talking about some of the economic development and programs and things happening at the Manhattan Area Chamber. So I'm back.
You are back, and you're back. First time you've been back since your announcement. When was that? The beginning of the month?
Yeah, it was
month?
On May 2nd.
May 2nd, yes.
For people that may not know, I announced my retirement from the Manhattan Chamber, which will be effective February 28th of 2019. So I still have a lot of things that I'd like to get accomplished at the chamber before I retire. But the good news is I'm staying, my wife and I are staying right here in Manhattan, and hope to be active and involved in the community in other ways. And so after 18 years, it'll almost be 19 years by the time I fully retire in February, then it's been a good ride and a good run, and lots of great things have happened in Manhattan that I've had the good fortune of being part of in our community. So it was a lot of mixed emotions, but I think it's the right, for me, it's the right time, and more importantly, and then I'm trying to give a good amount of time for the Manhattan Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors to do a search and allow them to find somebody, and then I hope to be able to work with that person in transitioning over. So we're looking forward to it, and I think there'll be some great opportunities for me personally, but there'll be some great opportunities for the chamber to get some new leadership, new ideas, and take it to another level.
And that retirement date's not effective till, is that February?
February 28th of 2019.
So got a lot of time.
I got a lot, but it'll go fast.
It will.
Everybody that I've talked to says when they announce their retirement, it just seems like time picks up and goes really fast. So I'll miss coming on In Focus. I've been doing that for over 18 years, and so I've probably missed about one a year that I haven't been able to get to due to travel. I'm looking forward to the next 10 months of trying to keep the listeners informed of what's going on in and around Manhattan.
Brady,
I think we've got an opening for a guest host on In Focus.
There we go.
There we go. Yeah, there'll be opportunities for you to come back.
There'll be opportunity, that's right. Because I am.
See, and then you don't have to be, politically correct.
Yeah, there we go.
You can speak your mind.
On In Focus?
Why not?
Oh, okay.
Lyle Butler, unhinged.
Unhinged, yeah. 2.0.
There we go. Or we could do like a traffic reporter thing or something like that. Get you out there in the field.
Yeah. Or I could report on the weather live and
something
out there. Yeah. So especially
we'll
today's like today. I'd love to be outside and broadcasting live.
We'll work on something.
Okay.
We'll figure something out.
We've got 10 months.
That's right. We also got a lot of openings to go through, at least maybe the first round. I'm sure we got quite a few that I'll probably go into the next segment, but let's go ahead and get started.
Sure. We're always excited, and for many years we've been talking about some of the things that occur in our community, and as I continue to say, there's lots of construction that goes on in the Manhattan area, and we like to try to give some highlights. Although I will say, I'll preface briefly with the remarks, is that instead of our normal four pages, we have three pages. So okay. I think we've mentioned that, and I've mentioned several times, that the economy has slowed down a little bit in the Manhattan area, but I'm also aware of a lot of projects that are being considered and looked at that we'll be adding to the list as this year continues to go on. But first, we always kind of talk about some of the things that have recently opened, and Hayden Orthodontics relocated into a building downtown, and they are now officially open. We did their ribbon cutting a month ago, and that was pretty good. Allure Studio Salon at 3808 Vanesta Drive is now open. A couple of things that are opening real quick, and I've heard several people say they're really excited about it. Raising Cane is going to be opening at 325 East Points Avenue, and They're telling us that it's about a mid-June, so that's coming up here in the next 30 days or so. And that's, again, a place out on East Points Avenue. That's right next to, also under construction, is a second location for Panera Bread. They're not ready to be open yet. They've got the concrete poured, but they haven't had any vertical construction yet, but they're working on it. So those are co-located where Sirloin Stockade used to be. Also downtown, a lot of people have been interested in Hibachi Hut, and of course they closed back at the first of the year, and there is a new restaurant that is going in there, a Mexican restaurant, I think it's El Patron is going to go in there, and they're supposed to be opening again sometime in the next 30 to 45 days, and so that will be refilled back up. Aggieville, I think there's some construction work that's going on at the Dusty Bookshelf location, and they finally are working on fixing that building up again. For your listeners, there was a big fire there well over a year ago, year and a half ago, that closed that place. So I think we've finally got some movement on that. And then now, of course, it's up and people can see it very clearly right there on Bluemont Avenue. There's a four-story, 37-unit apartment complex right at the location of 12th and Bluemont. And they're working on the finishing touches on the outside, and they fully intend to be open in August. So by the time the students come back, although that's not exclusively a student apartment complex, but I think several students are renting those. And my understanding is it's been going very good.
And from what I understand, talking with some Manhattan building officials, that sort of size of apartment complex will probably start kind of being the norm from here on out as far as what they're going to build.
Yeah, I think, the city has made some adjustments and is making some adjustments in the zoning that's around the K-State campus. And so I concur that I think we're going to start seeing closer to campus some apartment complexes of different varieties, but they're going to be in the 4, 5, or 6-story vein that we'll see. So again, this is a very attractive new apartment complex, and it is on the north side of Bluemont Avenue. And again, it's well under construction and it'll be open pretty quick. If we go out to around the airport and the Manhattan Business Park, we have two pretty significant buildings. People won't necessarily see them from an easy access, but there's two buildings that are going under construction right now. Pioneer Seed is building a new facility out at the Manhattan Business Park, which is out by the airport, and they hope to be open sometime later in the summer of 2018. Kansas Gas Service is building a new regional facility also out at the Manhattan Business Park, and that is under construction. That's scheduled to open in November of 2018. Kansas Gas right now is in with Westar Energy on Seth Child, but because of expansion for Westar and because of their merger that is pending with KPNL and Kansas Gas's need to expand, they are building their own building. And again, that's going on out at the Manhattan Business Park, so we're excited about that. A company called 502 Media is remodeling a building downtown and hopes to relocate and be in there later this summer or early fall. The Pool House is open where Sparrow Coffee had been in the downtown area. And that's filling a space downtown. And then U.S. Stone is locating to 301 South 4th at Suite 110. So those are some things happening kind of in our downtown. If we go out to Fort Riley Boulevard, a project that's moving forward, part of our recreation center additions, which eventually will have three neighborhood indoor recreation facilities. And the first one that is the construction is to begin later in 2018 is the Southeast Neighborhood Rec Center. And that's going to be located at 10th and Fort Riley Boulevard. And again, my notes indicate the construction is going to begin on that in 2018. And then the voters of Manhattan have voted to build two additional indoor rec facilities at both of the middle schools in Manhattan. So a restaurant is going to go into where Bon Thai used to be out on Fort Riley Boulevard. And so that project is going to go forward. And
we're moving on to page two, aren't we?
We're moving on to page two.
All right, let's go ahead and take our break before we can move on to page two.
All right, we'll do that.
Page two of some business openings here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN, coming right up after the break.
KMAN News is brought to you by ESB Financial. Get ESB Financial's free app, Card Valet. With Card Valet, you have the power to turn your card on and off.
Over the past 10 years, we at Ready Systems have been providing technology.